Welcome, everybody. As you all know, violence has been growing in the past few weeks, and this is causing concern not just in Israel, but also within the international community. So to help us understand where we're at and where we're heading, we are joined by Likud member of Knesset, Dr. Anat Berko, who is a member of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, and she is also an expert on counterterrorism. Dr. Berko, thank you very much for joining us. Let's start with the question that everybody is asking. Are we witnessing the start of the Third Intifada?
Thank you, Paul, for having me. I don't think that we're witnessing a new the Third Intifada because I think that Abu Mazen and the PA, the Palestinian Authority, do not want the escalation now to Intifada because they are going to lose a lot, especially their position, and the Hamas will take over in the same process that we saw at the Gaza Strip. So I think that Abu Mazen trying to calm it down, but we saw a lot of incitement before that, especially around the Temple Mount. And now I hope that with the help of the security, Israeli security forces, and the order that the Prime Minister gave that Knesset member wouldn't come to the Temple Mountain, Jews and Arabs, nobody, they will try to contain the whole situation.
Okay, so what then is driving these confrontations, the violence that's going on now, and who do you think is behind it?
I think that Hamas behind it, and I think that the incitement of the PA. And I think that the Hamas, and perhaps I can save some questions for you, Hamas also pretend to be sometimes, they will say that they are part of the Fatah, and Fatah did it, but it's actually Hamas. Like we saw last year, the same process that they tried to conduct a coup against Abu Mazen and to take over the West Bank from his hands, the part that he has there, and we saw the same thing, and like Hamas tried to challenge the Fatah, especially Abu Mazen, because they want to take over, and they have the help of the Iranian and other terror organization, even sometimes the terror organization that involved in this area like Hezbollah, like ISIS, and other Salafia Jihadia organizations.
Okay, we have another question from a journalist, and let me quote it. Why all the focus on Abu Mazen as the incitor-in-chief? He seems to be urging calm while acknowledging popular anger. Why does the Israeli leadership keep undermining the only friend they have in the West Bank? Unquote.
If it is the only friend, he cannot deliver it, because security, it's not just about the Israeli security, it's about the Palestinians. And we see that the whole area around us is burning. We see a lot of refugees or immigrants, whatever, millions. And I think that because the Palestinians feel like that the claim of return or things like that after 70 years looks very strange in the face that we see this current situation, especially in Syria and Iraq. They try to cause a fire or flame this area around religious issue like the Temple Mountain and to get the focus of the whole world. Abu Mazen thought that he'll start with something that with not a live fire, but you know where he start, but he doesn't know when he will finish because he wouldn't be able to control the fire. This is the problem. So Abu Mazen, if he faces to have a peace with the state of Israel, he needs to get the hand of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and to be able to sit together, to negotiate, and to speak about a two-state solution, as the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, offered him in the UN, even in the UN.
Okay, the next question asks about the significance of a Fatah-affiliated group, it might have been the Abdul Qadir Husseini Brigade, claiming responsibility for the shooting in the West Bank last week.
I wouldn't say anything about that, but I would say that I remember that a few years ago when I interviewed a terrorist and he told me, I wake up in the morning Hamas and go to sleep Fatah. So you can see that sometimes Hamas can say that they are Fatah, and sometimes they can say that they are Hamas. And many times it's playing a role, and especially if they want to empower themselves or they want not to take responsibility.
Okay, what is the chance the Palestinians will switch to live fire, including guns and bombs?
I just said that because Abu Mazen do not control totally the area, and not all the, especially the young Shabab, the young men, not obeying sometimes, it's very difficult when he said hold the fire but just throwing stones and each one of them will be Shaheed or things like that. And after that, it's very, very short range from live fire that they can use or other means.
Okay. Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a ban this morning on members of Knesset going up to the Temple Mount, but several Arab members of Knesset said they're going up there tomorrow. How is this going to affect the situation?
I think that we need to respect and the Prime Minister, and I think that they shouldn't, and I think that the security forces wouldn't allow them to go to the Temple Mount.
Okay, our final question to wrap it up. What do you think needs to be done from both sides to de-escalate the situation?
I think that the Prime Minister and the Minister of Defense actually doing whatever they can. I think that and the Prime Minister emphasized that we are keeping the status quo in the Temple Mountains. Nothing changed, and there is no any intention to change anything. So now the Abu Mazen and the Palestinian Authority need to deliver it. They need to calm down. The Palestinian has a lot to lose. They need to look around them. They need to look to the Islamic Emirate at the Gaza Strip where the Hamas took over. And they need to know that if this situation will escalate, the Hamas will take over also the territories that they have right now.
Okay, Dr. Anat Berko, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.